Hey, this is Jitin Patel. You're listening to the Hear Hear podcast, and it is Saturday, almost it's September there, Saturday the 3rd of October, 1:21 p.m. London, UK, BST, 2020. Hello, how are you doing? It's been a long time. In the second wave, a so-called second wave of, well, the second wave of the so-called coronavirus lockdown, COVID-19, blah, 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 pantomime, as Infinite Waters calls it. Anyway, trigger point already, pantomime, trigger word already. So that's not what this is about. As I say in a lot of my podcasts, this is what it's about. This one here, I want to talk about mental health and mindfulness or meditation and yoga and spirituality a little bit, because just listening to ADHD podcast just now, and you know, I get that they're really invested in their identity and real experience for them, you know, real, like subjectively, relatively real for them, and the experience in their ADHD. And she started with like, hey, I'm all pilled up, I'm medicated up, and I'm caffeinated up, and I'm ready to go. And I shuddered at that, you know, because I've refrained really from having medication and meditation is not just a solace but a solution. Hashtag Sadhguru quote. But yeah, and you know, I can't hate, and I'm not, on her experience and what it is real for her, and that's what gets her going. You know, I'm not hating, don't get me wrong. I want to be able to understand that and unlearn any triggers that might be like, hey, that's not the way to do it, and you shouldn't be like that. Because mate, I've been in that situation plenty of times, and you know, I can be again in the future and like that. I can be in that situation again many times ahead of me, definitely, even if not just even today, you know, for the rest of my life, you know. But I shuddered because I guess it made me value the power of meditation for me, you know, meditativeness, not just sitting down, closed eyes in the morning or in the evening before I sleep, or just as little snatches through the day, you know. But hey, a kid outside the window went, hey, I don't know if you hear that, that's cool. See, that could be labeled as an ADHD thing, a shiny thing, like, oh no, you're attracted by something outside of you. Mate, we've all got a little bit of something, man, whether we are labeled or not, you know. And to be honest, that youthfulness, so that kid, that reminded me of youthfulness and like playfulness and stuff. So, you know, should I be labeled as having something just because of that? Yes, no, maybe, otherwise, who cares? If any of those, you know, which of those do you tick or not tick? Anyway, moving on. So yeah, just wanted to say that. Yeah, so there's going to be moments where I'm going to maybe be feeling like I need some sort of extra support or help, or I'm not wanting to meditate right now, and all that sort of stuff. I get it. I'm not on like a pedestal above anyone who takes any medication or drinks coffee and stuff like that. It's just not for me. That's all this is. And this is my podcast. I can say whatever the funk I want to. And this is what the funk, F-U-N-K or F-U-N-Q, I'm saying, you know. So if you don't like it, I want to say shut the funk up. But if you don't like it, I guess, you know, you don't like it. That's it, isn't it? That's your trigger. So, and I get triggered plenty. Don't watch that. You know what I mean? But yeah, so it made me really value like meditation and yoga and, you know, the usual like eating well and sleeping early and exercising and having a good social circle of friends, either online, in person or whatever, more than six people, wink, or less, you know, just whatever. But the main thing is really, like, you know, with myself, how social or friendly or loving or, you know, meditative or fit or intimate am I with myself? How friendly am I with myself? You know, like, people take medication and coffee and drugs and chocolate and stuff like that, and I've done, if not all of the above, some of it at different parts of my life, not coffee though. So what's left, you know, work it out. But yeah, oh yeah, and alcohol as well, you know, in the past. Yeah, they all have served some underlying deeper need, or, you know, like something that needs to be held and loved and supported and understood and cared for, you know, some sort of wound or inner child healing or traumatic thing, as they say in the sort of healing world, you know, which, yeah, I can resonate with, I can understand, and I'm all for it sometimes, you know, if not all the time, you know. But I think just my way of doing it, I mean, really what I wanted to say was, like, you know, mindfulness is about, yeah, so if you are triggered, being mindful of that, you know, caring, considerate, understanding, you know, understandable, I feel I want to say, wants to come through to say. Yeah. So that's it. So these podcasts are really just, you know, I they're so few and far between, because it's something really gets me in the moment, and I'm on my phone, I guess, and that way inclined to be wanting to be able to express and communicate, and able to, like, if I'm up for it, if I'm in the mood, if I've got the energy, if I've, you know, so many things, if I've eaten right, if I'm feeling okay enough, if I have a quiet private space like I do now in this moment, all of those things I just mentioned, then yeah, I'll bust out a little podcast, innit? So that's what this is, just to explain, if you're a new listener, and even if you're an old one, just to remind you. And I guess it just was coming through me to say naturally as I'm flowing, because they're not prescripted ever. Imagine if they were prescripted. That'd be interesting. So, like, this little boy shouting out, hey, let me script that in. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's that, really. Try out, if you haven't, meditating. There's loads of things online that can help you to meditate. There's great apps. There's Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm. That app is amazing. There was a webinar which I joined through TBD, 10x10, and was gifted like a year's free membership of the Calm app. It's really nice. What I like about it, it's got like rainfall and people saying story, and telling stories, and a whole other stuff, you know, sounds to help you sleep and this and that. So I like the rainfall one. I guess there's, I don't know, waterfall, there's so many other things. There's that one. What's the other one? That's in the UK, massive. English guy speaking, sounds English. I used to have that one. I've forgotten that one, but there's that app. I'll hopefully remember the name. There's Insight Timer. Insight Timer. That's one I'm told about, and I have it, and I haven't really used it, but I think it's cool. From what I do have experience of it, there's the Sadhguru app, S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U, Sadhguru app, and he's a realized being, a yogi, a mystic, a very funny being, person, and so I mentioned yoga, that's where I learnt the yoga from, or received the transmission of yoga from. That makes it sound like super mystical when I say transmission, but that's actually what it is, and that's how yoga should be received. Not just learning it online, and reading it from a book. Hashtag Boog Yogis. Hashtag Boog. Yeah, Boog Yogis. Hashtag Boog Yogis. 10:10 right now. Yeah, you know, she'll be able to. I mean, they all have their place, I reckon. Book yogas, yogis, and YouTube yogis, and people who talk while offering yoga, like while they're in the yoga pose, in the asana, is frowned upon by yoga purists. I would definitely say Sadhguru is a yoga purist, but he's also amiable and like up to date with, for the most part anyway, with how it is in the modern world society these days. So yeah, they all have their place, I would say, and this is a podcast to share my opinions, this is my podcast, and it's like you're in a room listening to me and it's only one way and you're hearing the thoughts back of what's in your head, so then it becomes two-way and then three-way in the way that a reference from like Gary Vee or another master or yoga teacher or something you've read in a book or a YouTube video you've seen or podcast is another frame of reference. So there's three-way. So we have these conversations all the time, and then like, you know, your babi or your brother or your sister or your teacher from when you're a kid said something to you years ago that's still in your head, that comes up when I say something or when somebody says something. That's another way. So there's like four ways. So all these, so that's, you know, and there's so many of these references that come up. So how many conversations am I having, are you having, or are playing on in our head while we're talking or speaking or hearing things, especially when we're hearing things, like I just said, like I'm saying all this stuff and then like all these other things are popping up in our head. See, that's what yoga helps you with, that's what meditation helps you with, like having the distance between the thoughts, like a gap between the thoughts that are going on and what's actually taking place, like right there. And you know, yeah, I mentioned the kid, so does that mean like I don't have any gap from my thought or the distance? Yeah, sometimes I am consciously practicing that, or it's happening just naturally, and sometimes like that time I will just go with it, you know, in the flow as well, like allow that to happen, like not say no to it, like in improv they call it yes and, hashtag yes and. So you're not blocking the scene, you're not saying no to somebody who's saying, like in improvisation, like if I'm on a stage and you're on a stage with me and I'm like, oh my god, there you are, you pink fluffy big elephant rabbit hat man, and they're like, what, I'm not pink, I'm green. That's like, that's not yes and, that's blocking. Yes and is going with it, you know, so that you're accepting of it, but in an empowered way, you know. Anyway, and in improv, like, it's always about making the other person look better than you. Anyway, that's another thing. But yeah, my point is that concept or that way of life of yes and, which is surrender, which is flow, which is going with it. But what I'd add to that is not passively going with the flow, like if someone slaps you, like, yeah, that's fine. Do you know what I mean? You're not fucking fining that slap, you know? You fine them, fine their ass. You're not like being okay with it. But also you're not being okay with, you're not being okay with it. You're like going with the flow of it. Like someone throws a punch at you, you're like Neo in the Matrix, you're like dodging it, but like it's like, you know that scene, someone, he punches and he's like floats back or like sways backwards, swerves backward or to the side or whatever. It's that, you're like with water, like Bruce Lee says, you're flowing with it, you know, as opposed to like blocking it. But again, you know, in a real situation, someone goes to punch you, you're either going to sway, block, get hit, or punch back, a number of those things. And what I'm trying to add is like not passively going with it, but having the direction of where you want to go. So that's a metaphor for life. So like, you know, you're on the journey of life, you're in your car, you're in your vehicle, which is your body, you know, and the spirit lies therein, you know, the true essence of who I am, who we are, I'll say who I am, because I want to speak about my knowledge, like what's real for me. And then you can look into it for yourself if you want. You can look into yourself. So I'm driving on this road and like someone tries to come in my lane, or coming from a like from the side road kind of thing, and or in front of me, you're trying to overtake, whatever, you know, they can do that, that's fine. But then like if they try and bash into me or whatever, like, so that could be a thought or a disagreement or a counter argument or whatever, I could either move to the other lane, sit, so like allow that, you know, just swerve them. Hashtag kush. You know, or just kind of ride along with them, so they're on that other lane that I was in, they're taking my space, and I'm like, yo, what are you saying, how's it going, yeah, let me hear about what you want to try and bring to me, you know. Anyway, yeah, so meditation, mental health, ADHD, yoga, Sadhguru, Eckhart Tolle, I didn't say that, but that's the power of now, hashtag power of now. Yeah, J Patel Live, hashtag J Patel Live. Yeah, thank you for listening, and listen in to yourself, okay? Obviously, don't ignore the other stuff that's happening in the world and around you, but, you know, maybe come, like, be with the world from the position of your centered self, is my meaning here, and also a nice, gentle representation, a representation to myself. To myself, from myself, capital S self, hashtag self. Alright, it's been fun, and I always wonder how is it like I've spoken, like, the time's just ticking in my face, literally. So I'm on my phone and the time just ticks in front of your face. So 1740, 1741. So when I look back on the podcast, I'm like, how is it so long? Like, you know, when someone sends you a voice note and it's like 5 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever, it's like, what? See, that's a trigger for me. Like, when someone sends me long voice notes, when it's just like a simple question I asked, like, I asked my friend, he's in France, as he would say, and I asked him, is it free for me to call you from the UK, from the UK, from London, to your mobile in France? That's what I asked him, right? Like, in a written voice note, and a written WhatsApp message, and then he replied, in voice note, mate, just fucking reply yes or no, mate. Like, why does it always have to be a voice note? See, that's my trigger there. Another friend of mine, like, some people, they don't text message anymore, they don't SMS, so it's short message service. I was told that's what it means, abbreviated fully as in the words. And then, so right now I might be triggering you, like, oh my god, get on with it, what the hell are you talking about, blah blah blah. Well, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, triggers. I'm talking about triggers, you know? The things that are not in the center of the self. The things that are reaction. So driving along in my car, in your car, and we're getting bumped and nudged and pushed and beeped and sworn at, or like whatever, right? All those things. So yeah. What do you do for mental health? What do you do for your triggers? What do you do for your sanity? What do you do for being in the center of yourself, and, you know, being not in reaction to worldly things, but in response to everything, you know, your own self, the weather, like the fact your food's not hot enough, the fact that the Wi-Fi slowed for a second, the fact that it's taking long to upload, the fact that she ain't returned a call yet, the fact that you ain't got the job, the fact that gyms closed, the fact that you can't go cinema, or you ain't got money to go cinema, or you can't hang out with your mates, or the payment ain't come through, or your car's broke, like whatever, how do you deal with all that? Do you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, where's meditation and all that? So like, if I ain't got money for my petrol, do I sit down in my car and meditate? Motherfucker, yes, maybe. You know what I mean? You might get some clarity of like, oh shit, like, you know, ask the guy next door if you've got a petrol can, or like whatever. I don't know. What I'm trying to say, meditation maybe is about clarity and stillness and like a non-reactive way of, I was going to say thinking, but like being, without sounding too hippy-dippy-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I actually said hippy-dippy-ish. Oh, that's fine. So it's just, that's what it's really about. It's having clarity, you know, like a deeper truth, you know, like your own individual sort of thing. And you might sit down and yeah, like whatever might come up might be something that your mind's presenting to you that it's heard from beforehand, whatever. But as long as it's helpful and useful, that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? And I think like drinking coffee and like taking medication and stuff, hey, don't get me wrong, if you're seriously ill, you got some shit ish I wanted to say ish if you got something that's challenging, debilitating, you're out of it, you can't speak, you can't eat, like whatever it is, that's okay, nth degree level. But even if it's minor, you got a headache, a cold, a flu, a cough, like do your thing in it, do your shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not having a go at that, I'm just saying like that has its place, but also meditation does as well. And I think society, the government, you know, pharmaceutical industries, they perpetuate us being dependent on something external to fulfill our holes or needs, or you know what I mean, like the gap of like feeling okay. Coffee is a stimulant, man. It's a nervous stimulant, you know what I mean? So it's chilies, so it's aubergine, onions, garlic, like when you consume them and eat them, you know. So is drugs, so is alcohol, there's so many things, you know. And hey, I'm not a purist, I'm not above beyond all this shit, I'm just trying to say that like I just value meditation, and there's a like, you know, it's becoming more clear and deeper to me about the benefit of it. And also then, so you know, and also in kind, I would say, is it conversely or in kind, but anyway, that also parallel to that is then if I'm more into something, then I'm going to be less into something else. And I don't want it to be a problem for me if someone's taking coffee, drugs, alcohol, chicken, chocolate, whatever, you know, medication. It's not a problem for me, right? And but I think it just kind of is a part of the whole system, which is about not going inwards. And man, this, and even I will do, and I have done so much not going inwards, like you know what I mean, if not my whole life. But then because I have practiced meditation and yoga, and it's not, and again, it's not just something like, you know, on sitting on the floor in the morning doing with your eyes closed and shit. Yeah, definitely, it's amazing, you know, when the world's not awake, or when you're just by yourself like I am right now in my own private space. It's quiet, it's calm, kids on the street yelling, it's great. You know what I mean? It's more powerful in that moment because there's no external distractions, which is what I think those other things sort of plug into. The feeling, the lack of wholeness, the feeling of the apparent lack of wholeness, you know, like the, an interconnection with like the sun, the sky, the moon, the earth, the food that we eat on our plates, with your sister, your daughter, your brother next to us that's like saying stuff or on their phone or listening to this podcast or just watching TV, YouTubing it. It's all external shit. It's all pulling us out, you know? And I keep sort of feeling like I need to defend or like reassert the fact that I also do these things, you know. But anyway, you've heard enough of that, and I'll try not to say it again. I shall not say it again. No, I'll try. But yeah, but anyway, you get it. I guess I am resetting it a lot so that you feel like, hey, this. So you feel like, or maybe I feel that I need to make you lot know that motherfuckers, I'm on your side and shit as well. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't a division thing. Even though some of the stuff I might have said might appear like that, and actually might be, but I'm just going through it. I'm flowing this conversation. I'm not sort of like taking stock so much of what I'm saying. It just feels right for me, so I'm flowing. You know what I mean? So just hear me out. but also hear yourself out. Do you know what I mean? Or hear yourself in. Like, what's the truth for you? You know? So yeah, I was saying this is part of a bigger system to kind of take us out from ourselves and not be in ourself, and it is a case of us against them at some, in some instances. That's a quote from Rocky IV, us against them. Yeah, I think that's what it is. When in the press conference and something like that. No, hold on. No, that's it. It's you against you. That was it. It's Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa just before Apollo Creed's about to fight Ivan Drago for the friendly exhibition bout. Anyway, I geek out on Rocky IV, and I realise actually I geek out on a lot of things, but I just like the fact that, yeah. Anyway, I'm not a geek, I'm a nerd, as Pharrell Williams would say in Neptune's album. Anyway, just kind of went off a little bit there. But yeah, so I felt like, so going back, I felt like I need to further stand my point, to, you know, hold up that I'm not you know, distracted. Sorry, not distracted, I was just then. Anyway, you get it, you've heard what I've said, you understand by now. So moving on, yeah, give it a go. Meditation, yoga, you know, mindfulness, spirituality. Spirituality is the fact that, or the truth that inside we are heart, we are spirit, we are soul. We're not the emotions, we're not the body, we're not the mind. You know, like your skin gets cut, and then if by magic, you know, life, God, power, energy, many other names you can call it, source, will just miraculously most of the time just heal it up, seal it up. Who did that? Did you do that? Like, who's doing that consciously? You know what I mean? If it was me, I would just set up a time and a date for me to heal my little cut on my finger if it bled and, like, healed back up again, sealed back over with new skin. I might not even get around to it. Sick. Whoever's doing this or done this or the power is next level, man. And that next level is inside. It's not even next level. It's the original essential level. But then what's being placed upon that level, as if it was like a board or a table, is TV, YouTube, food, sex, alcohol, addictions, you know, traumas, mental health, all that stuff, you know. And yeah, we've all got it. Me and you included, mate. Me and you, you included, mate. Whatever it is for you. The new PS5. You know, you know the fact you love your car, you love your ice cream, you love your Mario, Super Mario, music, your art, whatever it is, man. And a whole lot of things that I haven't mentioned, and some that I have, you know what I'm saying? We've all got them, man, we've all got them. But then what's holding that all up? What's underneath the table? Or what is the table made of? And what's beneath the table? Yeah, what's powering, empowering, and energizing the table? Meaning, like, the table could be the body, you know. So what's underneath that? What, how's the heart keep beating? How's the blood circulating by automatic magic? That's madness. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this mystery, this mysticalness? That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I am saying. Not trying. That's what I have said, I'm saying, and I'm said. it is, and so it is, and so it is, as they say. Anyway, this is Jeetan Patel. Thank you for listening to the Here podcast. Here. Jay Patel Live, hashtag Jay Patel Live. Let me know how you are, if you want, and let yourself know how it is or how you are. Check out those things that you are mentioned. So Isha Yoga, Sadhguru's thing. Isha Foundation, that's Sadhguru's thing. Isha Kriya is a good one for I am not the body, I am not even the mind. It's Isha Kriya, Isha, Isha, and Kriya, Kriya. Isha Kriya is a free online meditation that you can do to practice. Check out Sadhguru, Isha, Eckhart Tolle, Kyle Cease. I don't know. He had some stuff about him, which is a bit, you know. But I still like the message, even if the messenger had a bit of an issue, which we all do as messengers, you know. So you might look at me like, hold on, motherfucker, you ain't living any of this shit in your life yourself, you know. Like, your life looks like a train wreck, or it looks like, oh, it's put together, or if, you know, whatever, and everything in between. I could say the same for you as well, right? And everything in between. It's not about how it is, looks on the surface, man. Because when we die, motherfucker, the body and shit doesn't come with us. The mind and thoughts and emotions don't come, you know, necessarily. It's the spirit, the thing that's inside. So that's what this is about, man. Yeah, drink your coffee, eat your chocolate, have your chips, you know. That should be the name of a song. Sick song, innit? And sick title name, I mean. Yeah, sick means good, means really amazing, means fantastic, you know, like Back to the Future. Whoa, that's heavy. Why is everything in the future so heavy? Heavy means like amazing, like sick, like shit, like wow, that's so good. Let me know how you get on, check out this stuff. And yeah, so you might look at me like, hey, none of those things. Look, you can't judge someone about, well, you can, and you do, and you are right now, right? And even I am, what I've been saying about myself, about you, about coffee, about chocolate, and all these things. But I'm happy to have a conscious, like, dialogue and discussion and openness about it, and willingness to understand and stuff, so that I can grow and unlearn as well. Like, grow into, like, the things that I can develop on, that are my quote-unquote weaknesses, areas of improvement, as I call it, instead of weaknesses, but also dissolve into the essential being that I am, you know. And then so that takes away what I'm not, you know. So yeah, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not even the mind. So yeah, check out that Isha Kriya stuff. And so yeah, you can judge me all you like, but then also, like, who's the one that's judging? What is the voice that's judging me? And where is that coming from? You know? And most of the time, what I've learned in energy work is, like, the voices that's going on in our head and the energy that's in our energy field, in our system, doesn't actually belong to us. It's not to what, it's not our authentic energies. You know what I'm saying? Yes, thanks for listening. I'm going to do 33. Be still and know you are God or Goddess. Good divine. Thank you.